Report, Washington Post Newsroom has growing cockroach problem. By Joshua Kaplan on August 28, 2019. The Washington Post's head office faces a cockroach infestation, according to an email from the newspaper's director of newsroom operations. "We have a growing pest problem," the Post's Jillian Jarrett wrote to staff on August 14, according to the Washingtonian. "We've gotten several reports of cockroaches in the newsroom," Jarrett said, before adding that the issue appears to be restricted to the newsroom. "Facilities says that this is a newsroom problem and not happening on other floors," she noted. The Washingtonian reports. The Post's building sprays the premises regularly. The memo reads, "But we have to do more to keep the bugs at bay." Among the anti-pest measures Jarrett recommends newsroom employees take: make sure all food and dirty dishes are put away, and leave nothing on or inside your desk, Jarrett writes. A reply to Jarrett's email, which also went out to the entire newsroom, cited the roach disposal skills of national and breaking news reporter Taylor Telford, and included a photo of Telford, a copy of Garner's Modern American Usage, at her side, capturing what appears to be a large water bug in a plastic cup, as well as a video of her sending that varmint to bug heaven via the building's plumbing system. Reports of the Post's cockroach issue comes 2 days after an email surfaced revealing the New York Times head office in Midtown Manhattan was recently treated for bedbugs. On Monday, the Times building operations team sent a company-wide memo stating that a sweep of the newspaper's newsroom found evidence of bedbugs in a wellness room on the second floor. Bedbugs were also discovered on the third and fourth floor. Evidence of possible bedbug activity was found in a few personal lockers on the third floor. "Individuals associated with those lockers have been contacted and treatment is underway," reads the email, which was first published by Slate. A spokesperson for the Times confirmed the infestation, telling CNN, "Earlier today we sent a note to inform employees of the actions taken after some evidence of bedbugs was found. All affected areas have been treated." As a precautionary measure, the Times temporarily closed off its second floor, the newspaper told staffers.